Semi-permanent guest host for a very long time, Bob from Peru.
Now that we're inside your room, remember short, controlled bursts.
Let's rock!
Okay, bring him in. We're on the air. Bob.
Okay. Going speakerphone. All right. Right away, we have Drexel. Uh-oh. Don't do that. Just pressed intercom. All right. It's still flashing.
Hey.
Are you there, Drex? Oh, there we go. Are you there, Drex?
Yeah, I'm here now.
All right.
But I've only probably got like 15 seconds left.
Okay. Make them count.
Woohoo.
So how are you doing this week?
So when it cuts out?
Yep.
Because my time ran out.
Okay. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing okay.
You haven't been killed in action yet?
No, I was corps senior for a day, and they yelled at me a lot because we had to get the tents all organized. But
it builds character.
What's that?
It builds character.
You actually haven't been killed yet?
I fucking came through them. Fuck, besides, I'm corps senior every day. You
know? Awesome.
Because you rock. You rock.
Oh, someone's got to be in charge, so I figure it must be me.
No ego.
No ego at all. Can everybody out there hear us in Radio Land? Just type in the IRC if you can.
If not, fuck off.
So, have anything to tell us this week, Drex?
He's gone.
You're gone? Drex.
Drex. Come back. Drex, come back, Drex.
Oh.
Come back, buddy.
Okay,
that's it.
We've
that's
lost
it
him.
Drex.
That's it
dead.
For Drex. Okay, we got lots and lots of news stories and stuff to do this week. And we're just going to go around the room. If somebody could hop on the camera.
Go, oh, Bert.
Go,
Bert.
Kurt.
Go, Bert. Go, Bert. Go, Bert.
Bert's on the camera.
Bert's on the camera. Go, Bert.
All right. We're going to go around the room.
You have it on
yeah,
the top.
I know,
floor.
But we have to zoom in for the webpage.
So we
can put everyone's face on the webpage, all smile and happy.
Now we got lots of light in here, too.
Yeah, this light is awesome in here.
Zoom
in. We'll tell you what's happened. Okay.
Hello.
It's Sumerian. A little bit closer, a little bit closer. There we go. No, not that's too
not
close.
That close.
That's
zoom right in. You want to see his nose. The money shot.
It's Sumerian. Who else do we have in the room?
Bob from Peru.
Bob from Peru.
Hey, buddy.
Yes.
How's it going?
People are saying yes. They can hear us. This is awesome.
Blahar.
Actually, your name Blahar. I mean,
Blahar Corn Smack.
Because, oh, that's a good shot. There's a lot of light in this room.
Yeah.
It's great. These are going to be great pictures.
Is the chicken?
Chicken. Oh, hiding against the wall is Projectile Vomit Man, who won't even take the microphone. He doesn't say much anyway.
Exactly.
And Captain Kurt, okay.
Captain Bert is behind
Bert, okay. And go this way a bit more. A bit more. Oh.
A little bit more.
Oh, there. That's perfect. Actually, that's not bad,
that's
eh?
That's not bad at all.
That's not bad. Okay, now you have to stand in front of the camera.
And say, hi, Bert.
Okay.
Hey, Bert. There he is.
Okay, go in front of the camera. Closer. No.
What the hell was that?
Closer to the camera.
Well, look at the camera.
There.
No, we need a longer picture, you fucking
okay. Thing.
It's going to be all blurry.
Enki's,
go stand in front
Enki's,
of it and go.
Enki's going to do it. Enki's going to do it.
Oh, that's going to look good.
Okay. Now, Enki has to come in because he's sort of here. Okay, Enki's not going to do fuck all this week.
Hanky is master of fuck all.
Yeah. 5 times in a row.
Fuck off.
Why is he happy?
Oh, he's... Yeah, Enki's reinstalling Windows NT this week. We all got a whole bunch of upgrades in here. People may have noticed, well, not out in Radio Land. Probably yeah, sounds exactly the same out in Radio Land.
Probably sounds.
464, y'all. He's overclocking his computer. Well, we did a whole bunch of upgrades. Enki got a new computer. So his old computer is
now running
the radio show. And it's in the living room.
Our new studios. A block from our old studio.
Just around the corner from our old studios. The same address. An apartment studio. So we've got a new computer here. It's hooked up to my stereo system. And it's also hooked up to my 50-inch television.
Ooh.
And we can see ourselves in big, big, big format. And we look huge. And I can also put the IRC on the television so everyone in the room can read it and make comments about it. We can do picture-in-picture and a whole bunch of other cool, keen stuff like that. And in the IRC this week, I'm going to tell you how to get there. If you go to the Undernet servers and join the Rant radio channel with no spaces, you can talk with us. And you can make comments and we'll tell you what. Can I call? Skidaway wants to call right now.
You want to call?
Okay, we're going to give Skidaway the phone number. The phone lines aren't open right now.
We're going to give him
the secret phone number.
The secret phone number.
Of course, call. If everyone listens every week, they can probably write it down and annoy me all week, even when the radio show's not on. But
true.
We don't want you to do that. So I'm going to say...
Skidaway is going to give us a call.
Skidaway is going to give us a call and tell what's on his mind this week.
Yeah, baby.
So in the IRC this week, we have Head Beyond, Cisco Kid, Skidaway...
And
us, what the hell? That's our new moniker for this room. And you can see Sim Away. That's my computer in my bedroom.
Sim Away.
Sim Away.
Sim Away.
Sim Away.
So you may... Sim Away. Oh, yeah. Look, see, it works. I tell them how to get here. That's a new person. I've never seen that person before in my life.
Welcome.
Rock GCB.
Rock GCB.
Rock on.
You can tell us what GCB stands for.
That would be really good, actually. He's Auto Gash. Never mind. That's one of our DJs.
Okay.
Who unfortunately missed his show this week. He couldn't figure it out. He couldn't figure out how to kick somebody off. So I gave him the instructions now, and I think he's going to be good for this week.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Skidaway
means he's gone. Oh, he'll be back sometime, I'm sure. I've spammed everyone this week to let them know.
Great.
So we're broadcasting from a Windows 98 machine now as opposed to a Windows NT machine. So if we go down 10 or 12 times during the broadcast, you'll know who to blame it on.
Sure.
Billy boy.
Hey, we have a phone.
I bet I know who this is.
It's
probably Skidaway. Ah, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's a Skid Mark. It's not Skidaway.
Skidaway. It says Skidaway.
It says Skidaway, buddy.
Well, I'm away.
Hey, Skid Mark.
I'm always away, though.
Oh, okay. I'll just have to remember that.
We'll just call you Skidaway.
Skidaway now.
Your name?
So how are you doing this week?
I'm all right.
Awesome. Where are you phoning from? I always forget. We have lots of listeners.
Okay.
Where are you from?
Maryland.
Maryland.
That's
Maryland, Baltimore. That's right.
Oh, you are?
No, we're not from Maryland, Baltimore. But that's where Maryland is, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Over there.
Because we're stupid Canadians.
Because we're fucking Canadians. We don't care about the U.S., actually. But... It's part of the same continent we're on, so that's okay.
You got the Mounties up there, right?
Got the
Mounties, yeah.
Mounties, yes. The RCMP.
The Mounties.
Buffalo Cavs, baby.
Buffalo Cavs.
Now, if you rob something or something, how are these Mountie guys going to run after you in these little uniforms they got?
That's right. Stop, or I'll say stop again.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty slow. Or they got horses. That's kind of fast. But when we're in our cars, we can
just
drive
away. They also have javelins. Large spears.
Large spears.
Lances.
Big fucking lances. They'll lance you.
And
stop,
it hurt.
They'll lance you.
Oh, boy, does it hurt. So what do you have to say this week?
What?
You just asked us about our Mounties? That's what you're wondering about?
That's my whole thing. And
you want us to do some research on Mounties? You can get back to us or what?
Yeah, it's a school project.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
We do have a picture we might be able to send you.
Of a Mountie?
Of some Mounties. at Tim Hortons.
Oh, yeah, we got...
Sean Kenny, the fucking man, went and jumped over his wife. and not like he normally does. But he used his digital camera and took a very keen picture, which if he's home, maybe we'll get Adrian to send us
one. I've got it.
You've got it?
Yeah, I've got that picture.
Well, we could probably spam everybody with that picture.
Members, Tim Hortons,
I got one more question.
Is exactly like Dunkin' Donuts.
Is there
the
no
States.
Tim Hortons in the States? Have you heard of Tim Hortons?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, it's exactly like Dunkin' Donuts. It's just a donut place.
It's a donut place.
So we
and we got them on camera. They're chewing down on a big box of donuts.
It's sweet. It's so good. So what's
I was actually served by RCMP at Tim Hortons once.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's awesome.
Two cops behind the counter. And shocked. Yeah. I was just shocked. And he comes up and goes, okay, what can I get for you? I'm like, what the hell? Aren't you supposed to be in the car, like, with your gun? Why are you asking me what I want?
Look at their motto, to serve and protect.
He did
so,
serve me well.
What's your question?
The Trant TV thing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, when's that going to start?
July 1st.
July 1st. That's on Enki's shoulders, so if it doesn't actually happen on July 1st, you can blame him. He just reinstalled Windows NT, so I don't know.
Are you guys going to be on that?
Oh, yeah. We got lots of stuff to put on that.
Lots of stuff.
We're going to put on the best clips and a whole bunch of weird stuff and Sean Kennedy's bachelor party thing and
yeah.
A whole bunch of weird stuff.
Are you questioning my ability to complete a project on time?
No. Of course not.
No, we're questioning the ability of Windows.
That was Enki in the background.
So can you guys put a Mountie picture on that for me sometime?
Get what?
Put a Mountie picture up.
Oh, yeah, we'll put that up on the webpage. I'll put it up probably tomorrow or the next day. Just check the webpage. I'll just give the information for people out there. www.rantradio.com, then click on schedule, and click on what the hell, and you'll see all of our pretty faces. And
don't look, trust me, don't look.
A whole bunch of stuff about the show and a whole bunch of neat stuff.
Autogas just came in with July 1st is my birthday.
All right. Happy birthday, Autogas.
Happy birthday,
Autogas.
We have 1 minute remaining on this international call.
Whoa, international call. 1 minute remaining.
Did that?
It's prepaid, eh?
Yeah. They came with a Pepsi thing.
Oh. I see.
5 minutes free, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, any way you can get it, eh?
Really?
So you got 1 minute left.
A?
Have it. A? Did we say A?
A?
No, we say A all the time. We don't even know.
It's called E-H, right?
Yeah, it's E-H.
Not A.
Eh, no.
All right, well, I'll see you later.
Rock,
yeah,
buddy.
Thanks for phoning in.
Have a good
in.
One.
What?
Woohoo! Thanks for phoning in.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
We should have, like, people say things. They say, like, what the hell at the end of this.
What the hell? And
yeah.
We can use them in
we can record it.
And stuff.
Yeah, we'll do that next time.
Next time. Or the next person who wants to call, and they can say what the hell as many times they want.
So
and they
can
have
do
to sound
something
angry.
Really cool and switch it over so the people in the room can read. The IRC here.
Most of the people in the room can't read, but
get away. What the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah, that'd be cool. Or maybe we could just piece together the pieces from all the movies and find what and the and hell. And you'd be surprised how many times people say what the hell in movies. It's
yeah.
Amazing. What the hell? Oh, Skidaway has changed to Skidmark.
Known as Skidmark.
There's no Timmy's in the there. States, Autogash says. I asked for directions to one by accident. The guy had no idea what I was talking about. That's awesome. Okay, so we're going to get to some news, if and nobody else has anything to say just yet,
nope.
Besides the regular stuff that we do
blah,
every week.
Blah, blah.
Okay, we're going to get to the news. Somebody in the room, pick out a news story.
The bottom one.
The bottom one. Dangerous toy recalled. Okay, this is good. This isn't just the ones you're thinking about. They say some really weird things in this story. I'm going to post it on the IRC, so everybody out there can go to the story and read along with us.
That's
and at the
can.
Sound of the ding.
Ding.
Oh. Ding.
Oops. What did
what,
I just
what
do?
What are you doing? You're pacing again. Stop that.
I'm not supposed to paste. Paste you white guy. Okay, it's on CNN I got it from.
CNN.
And if you want to go to the IRC and follow along with us, it's the internet
James
servers and the Rant Radio channel.
James
okay,
James
here we go. Dive Sticks recalled.
Oh, yes, this is good. This is so good.
Hasbro to repair Star Wars lightsaber. Infants carriers also recalled. Well, I don't care about the infant carriers.
What about the diving sticks?
The diving sticks, like, oh.
Awesome. More than 9 million of the 19 million diving sticks subject to recall are marketed in Florida pool.
are being recalled because kids can fall on the toy and suffer serious injury. Oh, where does it say?
Okay. Down below.
Where does it say the nasty part about it?
Down below. It's got to be further down.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Warning that these dive sticks are dangerous and should not be used. Look at the picture of them. And should not be used, the CPSC. And the children can fall or land on a dive stick and suffer facial cuts and rectal or vaginal impalement. What are these kids doing with these dive sticks that they're going...
Don't know how I use dive sticks, but I...
What the hell is...
You just drop them into the pool, and they're weighted on one end, so they stick straight up. So when the kid does his little cannonball and dives into the pool, hits the bottom, there actually has been kids that have had to have surgery because of this.
These things are... vaginal impalement. I just had to get this story. I just had to get this story because of the wording they got on this. Rectal or vaginal impalement.
Can I ask you a question? Do you like to sit at home late at night looking for things like this?
I do this at work during my lunch. I read all the computer news and stuff. During my lunch. My lunch is 5 hours long, just in case anybody wanted to know. Let's see. They also recalled the Star Wars lightsabers. No, there's only room for one person at my job. That's me. Oh. Where is it? Oh, the lightsabers.
There it is.
In the Hasbro recall, two models are involved. The Darth Maul double-bladed lightsaber and the Qui-Gon... somebody else say that.
Qui-Gon Jinn
lightsaber. Are those the... Is there any other besides those? Those are probably...
Yes, there's also Obi-Wan's and...
what's his name? You know that guy in the movie?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, okay.
What was his character's name?
His name was Bert the Nerd. With the evil lightsaber of green.
There are three reports of minor burns to consumers, and one consumer reported experiencing eye irritation. What are these people doing with these toys?
Hasbro provided free repair kits with instructions how to install a battery protector.
Oh, man. Hasbro shares Bell.
Call Hasbro at 1-888-690-6141. We have to call.
Who's great? It's free? Is it free?
Yeah, I don't know if it's free.
Okay, yeah, it is free. Okay.
888-690-6141.
It may not work here, so we're going to try.
Thank you for contacting Hasbro regarding the Darth Maul double-bladed lightsaber and or the Qui-Gon Jinn lightsaber repair program.
Qui-Gon Jinn?
To currently own either the Darth Maul double-bladed lightsaber or the Qui-Gon Jinn lightsaber are advised to stop using them until they have received and have properly inserted the battery protector.
Danger.
So is offering this battery protector kit after receiving reports from our consumers of the spring shifting to reuse, resulting in wearing the battery's protective coating.
Oh, my God.
Resulting overheating the batteries and potentially cause the batteries to leak or, in extreme cases, rupture. If you
rupture.
Have a phone, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please stay on the line. At the end of this message, you will be asked to provide information that will allow us to ship you the free battery protector kit.
Woo!
Excellent.
We're going to get the free battery
protector kit only to those consumers who own either the Darth Maul double-bladed lightsaber and or the Qui-Gon Jinn lightsaber.
I'm going to say Qui-Gon Jinn.
The numbers are 84103 and 84102. These numbers can be found on the UPC label on the back of the package. The Darth Maul double-bladed lightsaber has two retractable red plastic light blades, one on either side of the metallic gray hand grip, which extends 5 feet tip to tip. The Qui-Gon Jinn has a single retractable light blade made of green plastic that extends
if you use the
gray hand
the
grip.
Diving stick.
Embossed on the handle of each lightsaber is the year of manufacture, 1999. The Hasbro name and the place of manufacture.
Crap, we don't have this information.
Darth Maul double-bladed lightsabers and Qui-Gon Jinn lightsabers with a sticker affixed to the packaging which reads, now with battery protector, are not affected by this program. All non-battery operated lightsabers are not affected by this program.
Okay, that's enough. That's enough of that. Boring. Okay, that's cool. So we couldn't order one because we don't have the information. So we're gonna get.
No, we're gonna go to Toys R Us and get the information.
That's right. Hey, yeah. No, they're probably all. Does he have one? His kid has one? That'd be sweet. We'll phone that. We'll do that next week.
Get the box.
Okay. Let's see.
As
which...
long as it doesn't say with battery protection. Yep.
Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Somebody pick the next news story.
Middle one. CNN cell phones.
Oh, okay. You want to get into this one right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Cell phones, Titanic, top voting.
Oh, this one. Okay. Okay. I thought you were getting into the other cell phone thing. That's going to be a major feature later. Okay, we're gonna cell phones. Okay, here's the next story. If you want to follow along with the stories, you go to the IRC and go on the Undernet servers and the Rant Radio channel Undernet servers. Okay, let's read what's going on in the IRC here to catch up.
Okay, we got some. Autogash is now chuckling.
Something cost Autogash $40 Canadian. I have no idea. Is it an internet connection? Yeah, that's about what we pay for it too. Oh, it's ADSL. That's pretty cheap.
Oh, shit. Where the hell is that?
Where are you, Autogash?
Autogash.
I had it, and man, it cost me about $70 a month.
Yeah, it's very expensive, and it's not as cool as cable, because you can steal IP addresses. How many IP addresses can you steal? None.
I can put in whatever I want.
Really? How many, though? You can't take five. No, it's one modem to one modem, isn't it?
Pretty much.
No. I connected with my dad's computer as well. Stole one for that.
That's right.
Borrowed one for that.
No, we didn't do that here on the station for a month.
We would never do that.
They phoned us up. I erased that message. That's too bad. Yeah. 424. He's got it up to now.
Someone's just joined.
Auto ping wise. Oh, ping wise. A microwave manual handy. I have one somewhere in the house. The do not list. Oh, we may do that in a break. I'll search for it in my next break. The
Autogash
people are so stupid. I mean, they have to put... You know somebody's done every single one of these things on the do not list whenever you read it, and then sued them. Oh, just crazy.
You mean I'm not supposed to put my aerosol can inside the fucking microwave? Why? I was trying to heat it up.
A perfect example. A perfect example of how brilliant some people are is just look at any bucket. Of course they tell you not to drown your babies in it, and don't stick your head in the bucket. You might drown. Go figure.
Just crazy. Okay, we're going to go to the next news story.
I figure they should leave these things off, because I mean, I figure if anybody is that dumb, it's Darwin. It's evolution in action. Let's
yep.
people kill themselves.
I know.
I swear to God, the universe would be a better place. There's too many fucking morons anyway.
The judges don't agree and the lawyers don't agree.
I really think that before you're allowed to take anybody to court, you have to write an IQ test. If the number is under, say, 190, that's a pretty poor IQ score.
Yeah.
If you're under 90, that means you're in the, 70% of the dumbest people in the world.
Don't worry about it.
Should be allowed to be sued.
That's actually a pretty good point.
So we're going to go on to the cell phones Titanic top voting for 90 cents.
Okay. It looks like the U.S. asked a whole bunch of people and had a little tally at, I guess, the mail, the post offices.
Is this, when you say Titanic, do you mean...
The movie.
Oh, please, for the love of fucking Christ, let it go!
Okay, they asked what the most significant things of the 90s were to put on stamps, because they commemorated every year. Let's see. Americans have chosen cellular phones, Titanic, recovering species, and Special Olympics among the subjects. Like...
drooling retards on a fucking stamp?
Yep.
What, did they lick themselves? Do they get themselves wet?
How about the large emergence of the internet as an important part of our everyday life? I think that would be more interesting, or more appropriate at least than Titanic,
if
a movie.
If they are going to do retards, I want to see them with the 50-yard stumble. That would be
good. Yeah, we'll do the 95 stamp.
Just keeps falling off.
It's actually pretty impressive. It's just straight blue.
It's awesome.
Shot
put.
Discus. Hammer throw, yeah.
And actually, no shit. They do actually have the hammer throw.
Whoa, danger.
Okay, try to imagine this I mean buffed, built body with a mongoloid head on top of it. It was the freakiest fucking thing I've ever seen.
We're talking about the Special Olympics.
No.
Not the U.S. Olympics.
German team. This is...
I want to see the Winter Special Olympics with, like, the downhill toboggan teams.
Oh,
like,
the ski jump.
Maybe
the ski flail.
Autogash says... Autogash says there's one that says, do not put firewood in the microwave.
Some dumbass put wood with a nail in it. Put the microwave to dry it up so it will burn.
Oh, man.
I bet it caught fire, actually.
Holy crap, look at all the people. Okay, let's see if there's anything else here. Okay, we're going to read out also baseball cards, extreme sports, that's supposed to say, improving education, television series Seinfeld.
Fucking
any television series or movies? I don't think it's...
And Return to Space.
Return to Space.
Well, no, what they mean
come
by
back,
that...
Go back where you came from.
They're talking about the...
I Love Lucy.
Okay, these are old ones. This is the 80s video games... Which I agree with.
Yes.
That
yes.
one. The Berlin Wall. Definitely. Okay. Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. A memorial? Yeah, that's kind of cool. 70s was the Yellow Smiley Face.
Yeah, I'll give him that one.
Sesame Street.
Yeah,
sure.
Baby.
Disco music.
Kill me.
Earth Day. But the ones these this year?
And the 50s?
60s was the first moonwalk. Okay. Integrated circuit. Yes. Lasers. Yes. Okay. That's somebody with a... Yep, 50s was drive-in movies, yeah, desegregating public schools, yeah. And I Love Lucy. I just don't agree with television shows or movies. It just doesn't...
Is it a downward trend?
Yeah.
That makes sense, because there's obviously... I've seen no one in this generation who hasn't, so...
And it says absolutely nothing about computers or internet in this article whatsoever.
Fail.
Okay, we're going to go to our next story. I'm going to erase that one. Okay.
Tobacco. Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to do red. No. We're going to do the tobacco
red,
one?
How about red boxing the
red boxing with the Diamond Rio.
Yeah. That's got
what
the
is
big,
what is this one?
The big hand of approval right there.
Hand of approval. This awesome. Is pretty cool. Okay, and I'm going to post this on the IRC for everyone out there. Let's see what people are saying. Sentinel 6 is now known as Rant Lover. Okay.
So who do we... Oh, let's just name
let's,
off.
Let's name off. There's a whole bunch of people off. That joined. If you want to go on the IRC, go to the Undernet servers and the Rant Radio channel. It's working.
It is.
It is working. Mm-hmm. Autogash, C-A-P-T, capped, I guess, captain.
Captain.
HL69er. Head Peon, Isaac 509, our awesome T3 sponsor.
Yeah.
From California. I can't remember the name of the company. So please put the company up and we'll endorse you on the air.
Excellent.
He rocks, okay? You rock.
You're the man.
Cisco Kid, Skidmark, us, and WU2 and Zombie 969. So we're seeing a couple new people in the IRC. That's awesome. Okay, let's scroll down. Skateboarding for the 1990s?
No. I remember skateboarding all the way back when in the 70s.
Yeah,
I remember had a really cool skateboard. It was like a mini surfboard, and it had bigger wheels than anything.
SonicNet. So www.sonicnet.com, I think. Oh, you better put... Hey, Pike.
Pike.
Hey, Captain Pike.
Captain Pike.
Do I know Captain Pike?
I don't know.
Okay.
Isn't he that big guy in the wheelchair that couldn't move?
That's right, in Star Trek?
Yeah. Captain Pike.
Okay. This is a text file, so it's not...
It's kind of dry.
Kind of dry, but it's awful cool. So you get the Diamond Rio, which is a MP3 player.
Kind of cool.
Kind of small. Doesn't hold very much. They just upped it to 60 minutes worth of stuff, so it's a little bit better.
60 minutes. One CD can hold more than
Yep. They've got CD players now that play MP3 straight off CDs. Oh, yeah. Okay, what you can do with this is you record these certain tones. It tells you exactly how to do it here on your computer.
There's different ones for Canada and different ones for the U.S.
Which they're outlined right down. You just page down once, and there they are. One for the nickel, one for the dime, and one for the quarter. You make these certain tones on, say, Cool Edit Pro, and they're just... whatever, 220 hertz for a certain amount of time, and you record it on your Diamond Reel and bring some portable speakers along and go to your favorite payphone that probably doesn't have a credit card, some preferably an older payphone.
Which that, there are usually a lot of.
Yeah, because they can't
unless,
replace
unless you
them.
Go to, like, bus stops or something where they have upgraded a lot of them.
Yeah, just avoid the ones with the credit card things. Yeah. And you take your speakers and you phone up your favorite friend in another country. Yeah. And you can put in as much money as you want. They recommend to put in a nickel first to, I don't know, check for whatever out. Reason, to just check it out. And then and play these tones and away you go. You can talk for as long as you want for free. Very
thank
handy.
You, thank you for those people who brought you by the Diamond Rio Red Box.
That's awesome. Thank and thank you to Hack Canada. Hack. It's actually a very cool webpage. It's all about hacking in Canada, specific to Canada.
Please remember, the system needs to be brought down.
That's right. Bring down the system. Okay, that story is gone.
This is...
We did have...
that one's pretty good, actually. Oh, I really like that. We're going to do that one. That's funny.
The next one we should try is the first human clone of the embryo.
Sure. Okay.
Done, I think, 2 days ago.
That was a while. That was a while back. Some of these are pretty old.
Did they actually get it done?
Yep.
Yep.
They
killed it before it was an official human being. Oh, crap. That one's gone.
What?
Damn, that one was really funny. Okay, this guy, he embezzled... How much did it say there?
$3 billion.
$3 billion. And in his client's money, it was like insurance or something.
Yeah.
And he's gone. He left, and they found a checklist of things to do on his desk. And it's like weigh the pros and cons of getting caught for this. Check astrological sign of getting caught for getting caught, and like a really really funny things to do list. Unfortunately, it's gone. So yeah. Fail. Unfortunately, these sites. Sometimes disappear. Okay, which one were we going to do next?
Human embryo, I guess.
Human embryo.
BBC News down the bottom.
There we go. Human embryo. Now we'll paste that. That wasn't good. You guys should talk about hacking ethics and lemurs if you know anything about it. I know a little bit. Not enough to really say too much about it. So let's try this webpage.
You show your caring face. But
here's my caring face. Oh, there we go. First cloned human embryo revealed. The watershed achievement in biotechnology actually happened last November, but more information was revealed on Thursday. It was achieved using a cell from a man's leg and a cow's egg.
They used a cow's egg instead of a human being.
Yep. No need for females anymore. Just kidding.
Would have gone to term.
They killed it before it was an official human being. They don't know, right? They're not allowed to do that.
I'm sorry, I just don't like the idea of using surrogate animals.
But why not?
They removed everything that to do with a cow out of this egg.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but the thing is, where are they going to implant it?
Where they want. Test tube child, baby.
Yep. Oh. Let's see if it.
What do you know? Find me something that doesn't taste like chicken.
Oh. Nasty. I think we're gonna take a break and gonna recompose ourselves or decompose ourselves.
Quick look for the microwave manual.
We'll quick look for the microwave manual. While I play a song, and we're gonna play Chemical Brothers. Hey boy.
Hey
girl.
Meet Super DJ.
Let's go.
Hey girl. Hey boy. Superstar DJ. We'll be right back.
www.rantradio.com.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
Yeah, we got some.
Your father.
No!
I never thought I would actually really get tired of Star Wars, but I just want to say I'm starting to wish George Lucas bad things.
Oh, no.
I already wished George Lucas bad things.
Okay, we've got
everybody stop.
Head Peon says it's his birthday in about 20 minutes. That's probably down to about 10 minutes now. So.
My birthday, June 28th.
Woohoo!
Is it really June 28th?
So how old are you,
wow.
Head Peon?
June 27th today. Well, I guess
18.
Like,
he's going to turn 18. Does that mean anything in the States?
No.
21,
baby. Sorry.
Doesn't even mean anything up here.
Actually, he's going to be drafted.
Head Peon, go to Alberta. You can drink.
Yeah, you can go drink in Alberta. So if you're near Alberta.
And you can vote.
No, apparently it's 18. I guess they decided that if you can get dragged off and killed,
you better be able to vote.
You should be able to choose the moron who sent you there.
By the way, something insanely relevant to us just happened on Slashdot.
www.slashdot.org. Enter.
And we're going to... No! There's at-home bandwidth caps, like, all over the States, not necessarily here. Okay, we're going to read down that.
Is this also including the three different scenarios?
Oh, no. Quietly initiates 128K upload cap. And when did they do that? Well, they didn't do it today because I've been downloading stuff from my FTP site all day long at 400. So we're still good.
So far, so good.
If they implemented that.
They're changing.
If they implemented that in BC, I think people would freak.
Hello, like, ADSL.
Hello, ADSL.
They were Rogers was thinking of doing three different caps though. They were thinking of regular at home service, a gamer at home service, and a business at home service $24, $64, and $100.
$100.
And they were massively different.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to take donations for Rant Radio now. Rant TV.
Captain Pike, you better be Canadian and saying your beer rocks because...
No, it's...
American beer is like...
Slashdot.org.
Making love in it. Yeah, fucking close to water.
At home rolls out upstream rate limit. Blah, blah, blah. News of the nationwide.
Nationwide.
Oh, that doesn't include Canada.
That's U.S. and Canada, isn't it?
Nationwide, if it was like... That's continent-wide.
No, nationwide could be American.
Multinational, yeah.
Seems Americans get everything first, so we'll just say it was American.
Currently, At-Home provides upstream rates of 1 megabit per second. What?
Oh. Really?
We wish.
Where would that be?
They've had it good, so they deserve to be cut down.
I'm gonna
bad for them.
Wherever that 1 megabit per second
But it's gone now.
It's gone now.
Yeah, we're better than them
one
now.
1 meg a second?
1 megabit.
1 megabit, so that's 1 meg every 8 seconds. Approximately. So we made some new promos this week, and we're going to play them for you because you might have missed them at the beginning of the show.
Because we always change our mind when we're about to start the show. It could be 9 o'clock. Sometimes it's 5 to 9. Sometimes it's 5
That's right.
to 9.
That's
Sometimes
right.
it's almost 9.
And let's see. Oh, we also got that whole cell phone thing to do.
Oh, right.
When should we phone the movie guy? I think we should phone him right now, actually.
It's
probably a good idea. Let's go up to scroll up to the top. The movie guy or movie review of the week. And his phone number is...
That one.
All right. Movie man. I don't think I... Yeah, I watched a couple movies this week. I watched Heathers for the first time. Yeah. You don't like that one? It was kind of cool.
Ryan and I are home right now, but I can leave a message.
Danger.
What do we got here? Oh, hello.
Hello.
Playing back messages.
Quiet.
Nobody. Way too much airtime. Sorry, buddy.
Nobody loves you.
Nobody loves you.
Nobody loves you, buddy.
Is it rewinding
sorry,
or something?
Sorry, chicken.
Is it rewinding?
Sorry, chicken.
Oh, well. Okay, yeah, we're going to try this again. Okay. We're going to try and get Chicken's answering machine. See if anybody likes him. Do you like chicken?
Oh, God, it's busy.
Oh, no.
It's still rewinding.
Okay.
Rewind this, bastard.
Oh. Should we get to the cell phone thing?
Let's go to the cell phone thing.
Actually,
news is getting old. Let's cut the news and go to...
No, it's real. I've got something for it.
Okay.
I've got something to play. It doesn't suck.
That's not a threat.
Okay.
A promise.
Push the fucking button there, Sarah. I will.
Push the button, eh? Okay. There's a radio station out there which you people can't get to and switch to right now. Ha ha ha. You have to listen to us still. They're broadcasting live cell phone calls over the internet using Shoutcast right now. And they're actually originating from British Columbia, right here, Vancouver, in the Lower Mainland.
So,
and it's at a certain IRC channel, which no one can get to.
We can't get to in here in BC. Everyone. Well, they ban everyone in BC that's on Rogers, bastards.
They're smart.
I don't really blame them because I hate Rogers too, and I want to see the company burn.
I guess. I was able to get to it the other night, but I've got a recording. What they did is a lot of people say their cell phone numbers and phone numbers while they're talking, because like, oh, you don't have my number, here's my number. So this person, while on the air, said their number, and so people started dialing, because there's about 300 people listening to these cell phone conversations. So people started dialing in, and this guy's freaking out because he's getting call alert. So let's listen to that.
Let's listen to what I had to say.
You might have to turn this up because it's really low. Quiet. It's really quiet. Here we go.
I don't know. I have no clue.
Which one?
Huh? He just sent it. Hmm? He just sent it. He said that he talked to you and stuff.
Yeah.
You talked to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so what did you tell him?
No, I never talked to him. Yeah, I didn't talk to him once in a while.
Well, did you talk to him today or yesterday or something?
No, I didn't.
Swear to God.
I don't talk to him that much. Hey, hold on a second.
No problem.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. Your phone not working good?
No, the beep on the other line. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah, I know my phone just did it like twice. There was a beep on the other line and when people answered it and it was like totally silent.
Oh my God.
Twice. So what are you doing? It sounds like you're eating.
I'm
drinking a Slurpee.
Hello?
Hey.
Are you doing this?
Huh?
Someone keeps calling on the other line and hanging up on me when I say hello.
That's what happened to me, like, twice before. Like, when I was on the... I don't know if this thing's fucked up with it then, because my phone did that, too.
Hold on, somebody called again. I'm going to let it beep again, okay?
Okay.
Yes, you. I know it's you.
I swear to God, it's not. I'm not doing it. I'm just sitting here talking to you.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hey, dude, you might want to invest in a digital phone. You're heard over the internet.
Hello?
IRC for life.
Hello?
Hey.
What the fuck? Somebody called another line. Guess what they said?
What?
You might want to invest in a digital phone.
You know what? That was so weird because I just got another beep when you were
what the
checking
fuck
yours.
Doing?
I don't know. I just got another beep when you were checking yours, and I went to answer it, and it's completely silent.
Diggle, you might want to invest in a digital phone and check on the internet.
Yeah, right. That was fucking weird. That's like the third time that's happened to me tonight with the silent thing.
What the fuck's going on? This is weird, eh?
It was the phone shit.
What phone shit?
I don't know. It's just that the people with two lines, I guess, it's just fucked up or something. Because it just happened like a second ago when you were still on the other line.
Oh, fuck. They called again. Hold on a second.
Yeah, no problem.
This is pissing me off. Who the fuck's calling me, man?
Just check it.
Hello?
Hey.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello?
What?
Fucking, they hung up.
Fucking,
you know what? I think it's crossing lines or something.
Yeah, I know. It's gotta be or something.
Maybe fuck, it beeped again.
I know, just check it again.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Might have been it. Something going on, man.
Analog cell phone conversations can be broadcast over the internet. That's
a fuck.
What?
I don't know. It's some kind of internet code. This guy's fucked. I don't know what the fuck's going on here, but this is pissing me off.
Why does he keep phoning you?
It rang again.
Oh, you're not kidding.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to hang up right
now. Yeah?
And then see who the fuck this guy is, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll call you then.
Okay, no problem. Bye.
Hey. Hey, no, this is somebody... Hey, wait, this is somebody different. Hey, man, believe me, your conversation is being broadcast over the internet. I can hear myself. It's very... Hey, I'm just telling you, there's a very illegal...
Not reasonable.
That's it.
That's it, baby.
That was the whole thing. They've got a scanner hooked up to their computer, and they're broadcasting it 24 hours a day. They've been going for about a week now. It's hilarious as hell. Yeah, only analog cell phones can be picked up.
I hope they find the person who's doing this and shatter their legs. And
no way, it's funny.
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's so funny.
They're behind the times with analog cell phones.
I got a story. Okay?
It's like not locking your door.
True.
Too bad.
True.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
that's right.
So anyway... We decided last night we're going to go to a
kick
rave,
and rave.
A kick and rave. So
Sean Kennedy, the man,
Sean
found
Kennedy
out about
it. Found out he's in the parking lot. He's doing his stuff, and he says, hey, this guy has, I don't know, he's handing out rave tickets and stuff. So Sean goes up and says, what the funk, what's happening? And this guy's like, hey, man, we're not doing anything illegal. Come on, like, leave us alone and stuff. So the guy's like, hey, whatever, I'm cool. So anyway, we find out there's a rave down in, like, Port Kells, so we're going to go check this rave out, but it's outside.
It's like Port Kells.
Party fucking town. Anyway, so we go to this place, and these poor bastards have a generator, and I guess it blew. so they have no power. And
they're under a tent. It's raining.
They're under this tarp, and it's, like, raining, and they're being really cool, smashing beer bottles and stuff.
They're all about average age 16.
Yeah, average age 16 to
actually,
17.
The organization, I thought, was really well done.
Very
they've
well
got
done,
this big cement pad that everyone could have raved on. And
A for effort, but poor fucking planning on their part. B for execution.
Yeah, oh,
so
yeah.
Anyway, this guy, I hear this guy over a cell phone call, and I hear him punch some numbers in. And he goes, you hear it ringing, he's waiting. Hey, man, hey, what the fuck's happening? Hey, I'll call you later. And then he hangs the phone up. No, he kept talking for a bit or something.
Uh-huh.
This is the mentality of these people who probably got it together, so we won't blame them for it.
Yeah, and then they said, I got an idea. Why don't we get everyone to bring their cars down and we'll put all put on the same radio station?
And we'll all play
we
simultaneously.
Well,
like,
what's
the
show you need to fucking answer at that point?
Peace.
I hereby declare this a go.
Fuck.
and then we left and some girls are going, hey, where are you going?
Where are we going?
Sean goes,
I gotta go to the washroom. And this girl goes, with 10 people? And he goes, it's very heavy. Yeah, baby.
That's awesome.
The best is we were patiently waiting for about, I don't know, say 10 minutes. And so.
Oh, turn Bob up?
So,
Bob! Bob, turn him up, buddy. Turn James down a bit.
Who is that? Bashukin. Don't say my name.
Bob.
Hey, you said my name in a different color. I'm so proud.
Here goes
no,
Bob. Bob's going
orange.
Up a bit.
Puke orange.
Bob's going up.
Bob's going up.
Down.
I'm going up, baby.
There we go.
feel the rapid stopping power of Bob.
Anyway, so we're standing around, and Sean gets everybody's attention. He's like, "Well, I got some good news, and I got some bad news. And the good news is the generator's almost fixed, and the bad news is the generator's almost fixed." Of course, Bushukin now knows I suck bad because he sucks me off, so that's okay. No, he likes to swish it around and then spit it on his chest. And it, Snowballer! He likes to fluff dogs in the neighborhood, too.
Okay, we got the question of the week.
Question of the week, here we go.
Question of the week is, let's go to the top here.
Dun, 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 dun.
What is the moment that you were most scared in your life?
What is the moment
the
you were most scared?
The scariest moment of your life that you want to stay on there.
That you want to stay on there.
Scariest in basically pure fear, or scariest as in you thought you were going to fucking die.
Same fucking thing.
Whichever you feel.
Same thing.
Same kind of thing.
Same difference.
Well, I've got some that are scary, and there's some like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Like, so they are different. Whichever one you want to talk about.
I had 9 guys beat me unconscious, and I woke up in the hospital.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's pretty scary.
Mainly because 2 of them had knives, and 1 had a board, and basically...
They went at
I
you.
I just basically fought until I lost consciousness.
You got knifed?
Yeah.
Where?
Who's hard here?
He's talking my back.
Wow.
Who's the fucking man?
No kidding.
Well, that's okay. He found every single one of them and cut their legs off.
No, I didn't. I just basically, because I was about 14 years old at the time.
Wow. And what did you do to deserve this?
I was white in a neighborhood where I shouldn't have been.
Well deserved,
yes.
I think, yeah. Definitely.
Now, Bushukin's using some of my lines here, which is you take coupons. You've got a senior's day.
Not only have we not only heard those before, we wrote them.
We wrote them, baby. Yeah, get your own lines, and hey, while you're at it, get your own computer.
Captain Pike said his scariest moment when I sowed my wild oats and prayed for crop failure.
Yes, I've had that one.
Oh,
I too.
Well, probably had that.
Autogash got knifed once.
Tell us
where are you from, Autogash?
He didn't exactly say. I think he said he was from Canada somewhere. Scariest.
Cupcake.
Hang on.
Are you proud now that you can have
colors.
Lots of different colors or what?
Yeah, don't write right in.
Don't write in
this.
Stupid colors.
We can hardly read it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially saying cupcake.
Yeah, stop saying cupcake. Yeah. Otherwise, we'll change your nick to cupcake.
Kick you off.
Hey, Neil just joined. Hi, Neil. Neil.
If you want to join in the IRC...
Neil and Bob.
Neil and Bob, I was about to say.
If you want to join in the IRC, go to the Undernet servers in the... What channel? The what channel?
The Rant Radio.
How come your mic has so much bass?
Because...
I'm like totally jealous.
I am bass man.
Where's my bass? Bass.
Hey.
Bass. Oh, it's totally turned down. Anyway. Okay. Next person.
I have another scary moment, too.
Okay. No, wait. We have to go around the room before you fucking go on scary moments.
Yet.
I'll say mine because I'm cool now.
Okay.
Only now.
Oh, you missed the cool moment. Anyway, this is in the prime of my snowboarding years, and this is when I'm, like, keen captain snowboarder guy. I'm carving hard all day long, and if you don't know, you suck.
It has something to do with turkeys?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, it has
carving
to do with
hard.
Chickens. I used to carve chickens. I was a deboner. Anyway...
Bet you were.
Yeah. I'll bench press you through the ceiling, pal.
Oh.
So anyway, I'm carving away, la la la, going down Grouse Mountain, going down the cut. And I came from the top, got air onto the cut, and I'm coming down really, really fast on a friend of mine's hard boots, alpine board. Which is an asymmetrical cut. I won't explain what that is, but I'm going very, 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 very fucking fast. Faster than I'd rather be going, and I'm trying to slow down.
He's peeling flesh off his face.
I'm peeling flesh off my face, it's true. My goggles fell off, and my flesh was peeling back like a fucking kangaroo top of it. Anyway, I'm flying along, and I'm really starting to get actually quite frightened now. I've got very loose knees, and I am absorbing most of the hits that I'm coming, but I'm also coming close to the bottom of the hill. At which point I decide I can either stop by falling down, and losing most of the flesh off my body, or attempt to really slow down skillfully, which I tried pretty much since I started going really, really fast. So I continue skillful, trying as opposed to falling, because falling just looks bad, and you got to have the cool factor. So I'm now really starting to, I guess snowplow would be the word. I'm starting to cut down on like my front edge really, really badly, and my back edge, and then I started doing fucking cartwheels. I think I did about 10 of them, and I heard my neck crack. That was the first time I ever heard my neck crack, and it was in an unnatural manner. It was in the manner of, like, you know those kung fu movies that you're watching when you're eight? And the ninja with the big, like, blue hat comes up behind, like, the nobody guard who's smoking an extraordinarily long cigarette and goes, "Whoa!" And you hear that bone-crunching sound, like in Tomb Raider when you jump off a really high ceiling or whatever. I heard that sound, like, not once, no wait, it was about twice. And then I came... About twice, because I lost, I think I lost consciousness, and after I'd say about 10, 20, 30 pinwheels, as I came sliding to the bottom of the hill, and came to consciousness, and my buddy Terry comes up beside me and goes, "Hey buddy, you okay?" I go, "I can't feel my legs."
Oh man, all those chicks are laughing at you.
Actually, quite a few people weren't laughing, and like three or four of the ski guys, like, who used to pull me over because I was wearing headphones, listening to loud music, and running through bunny hills, were pulling me over, and they came up and were like, going, "Wow, let's put a neck brace on him because I think he's dead." Mind you, I did go up to the chalet and had a fucking coffee and sat for about 20 minutes and allowed my body to recuperate and went bones right back at her.
Bones to mend together.
So I'm so hard.
You're fucking the man.
I am the man.
Autogash says, "The scariest moment. The scariest moment I've ever had was when I was climbing these rocks, and it was easy, so I wasn't being careful. Then I got stuck really high above the water."
Did you jump? I was hanging, man. Come on.
Oh, there we go. "I didn't know where I was. Then I realized there was nothing under me."
You were floating.
I still don't get it.
I hate those dreams.
We'll wait till the
I
next one.
I hate it
one.
When I do speed, and I don't know where I am.
Oh, I didn't have... I didn't have a rope or anything because, like I said, it was so easy for a while. I guess this is... we'll read it after. Yep. After he's all done.
After you're all done.
Okay. Anybody else? Oh.
Wait, we got one for Anki. He has many.
This is just a funny one. It's short and sweet.
So there I was with my dick in this chick's ass, and all of a sudden, he's going to hitch up by 50 ninjas. It was really compromising.
Have you ever tried to fight with a hard-on? Have you? No, my most scary... it's not the scariest experience, but it's definitely the funniest scary experience. It was my buddy John calling me up one night. It's about, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and I'm still living with my parents. And he has nothing really to say except, "Derek,
yeah,
you better go down and turn yourself in at the cop shop. We got busted."
That was about the scariest moment I've gone through personally.
Yeep.
What?
Yeep.
That's for next episode.
Don't leave me hanging.
Bashukin's just saying he wants us to give out the phone number. Because Bashukin can't remember anything past 5 minutes.
We give out the phone number after the gross hospital stories. Which will be up after this.
And we still don't have an intro for.
We don't have an intro for.
So we still have to say,
"Sorry,
we have
I'm
to
sorry,
grab
onto
the microphone and be very bassy."
Gross hospital stories.
In stereo.
In stereo.
Okay, anybody else? Next.
Autogash is done. I was on a beach and it was on these cliffs. Don't be so specific. We might actually know where you were. I want to tell a scary story.
You want to phone in?
You want to phone in?
Oh, I see why. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you phone in with your
chicken
story.
Chicken's got a story and he's getting real pecked about it.
Don't make me come over there.
Look, he's scratching the ground. He's getting all freaking out.
That's right.
Fluffing his feathers. He's fluffing his feathers. His little fucking head thing's on the go.
One scariest moment is when I was sitting there with the super yummy Chris, we were going around the station wagon, you bomb.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
And, we ended up getting jumped by like
13.
No, 12, 13, whatever.
15. It was 30 guys.
Yeah, it was 30 guys.
An entire train full of people got off and tried to jump them.
It was bad, man.
It was bad. But he took them all, single handedly.
Jumped by like 12 guys.
It started out pretty lightly though. Like it wasn't jump. They didn't like jump on you and start
like,
beating you down.
Get that guy! No, it was just like, you know, they asked me for money. I told them like no, and they put pushed me from behind, and this guy went and threw a shot at me, and I blocked it, and then he's like, ooh, this is a karate guy. And I'm like, oh, great. Fucking, this is just fucking awesome.
So a chicken flashed the seal.
No, it didn't. Never actually flashed the seal that time. I had a cold steel push dagger in my jacket pocket. And
which would have been fun.
Which would have been fun. And we get up to the top of the stairs, and they're all horseshooting around us. And the mouthpiece is right in front of me. And, like, the staircase is, like, two levels below, which is bad for him. And his buddy, this pizza-faced faggot, is, like, within arm strike distance, like, to my right. And I've sort of crossed my arms. I've got my one arm in my leather jacket. I've got my hand on my cold steel push dagger. And it got scary because I realized that if one of these guys had done anything else, like, reached into a pocket, I was going to kick the first guy in the face down the stairs and do a great big haymaker to the eyes of the guy sitting next to my right.
Wow.
It went from, like, being, wow, we're going to get the shit beat out of us, to, wow, I'm being videotaped. I'm probably going to go to prison. So my buddy, the yuppie, doesn't get killed here.
Yeah.
And the reason why, like, these fucks were, like,
that's the engineer.
Pretty nasty. Yeah,
that's the engineer. That's Captain Spock.
You don't have a picture.
The week previous on the SkyTrain system, the same group of guys jumped some chick and threatened to throw acid in her face. Unless they gave her, like, all her money and shoes. So it's like, you know what?
And shoes.
Yeah.
They were nice shoes.
So, you know what?
I like your
shoes.
That's
not going to happen to me. Mm. So, guess what? One of your
Break
guys is
going
to lose all his eyesight. The other guy's going to go flying down the stairs with this quick and blinding violence.
Yeah. See, you guys might celebrate violence, but you're going to celebrate it with one fucking eye.
That's right. So that was my moment of terror. And then calm. It was then.
So what happened then?
We actually made it up to the street level and they backed off. They kind of lost interest.
Weakness. Gang mentality.
I literally don't remember. It's actually the largest block of memory that I missed in my entire life.
One of the largest.
Alcohol and drugs. It's like the largest area. There's at least a week I don't remember.
Mine was about 2.5, maybe 3 years ago now on Halloween with Somewhere Under the Rainbow.
Yep.
I forgot all about that.
<Main snare>.
Yeah.
Anytime.
For those of you who don't know, and if you ever have a chance, there is a porno out there called Under the Rainbow.
No.
It's very good.
Don't rent it.
Don't rent this. It involves midgets.
I'm gonna
midgets.
I'm gonna cut in here with Zombie 69.
It's a series of short films.
It's very short.
Zombie 69 has a scary story. It was a time I was skateboarding down a big ass hill. It was a mile long and going 34 miles per hour. That's like 100 kilometers per hour. Because miles are so much slower. And what the hell, I think I was going to die. Oh, my God. Okay, he didn't know how he was going to stop. She, he, it, them, they. Okay.
So, are we going to have Blair tell her horror story?
Yeah, I just heard a female voice. Autogash.
We do have a female.
We have minor estrogen in the room. Minor.
I'm the only estrogen in the room.
It's Blahar Cornsmack.
There you go. Okay, my scariest story. It's kind of lame, but it was the scariest for me. Beautiful summer day out in Kelowna.
Kelowna?
Yeah. Water skiing. I was being pulled behind the boat on an inner tube. Well, my brother thought it'd be fun to try and whip me and help me. Well, I was doing so good. I was doing so well. He just couldn't ditch me for his life. So what's he do? He cranks the boat up to as fast as it's gonna go. Whips me. I'm going in front of the boat. I'm like, ha-ha, I'm terrified. And he's like, if you ever need me to slow down, just raise up your hand. And I didn't want to let go of that inner tube, so I know I'd die. So. Then he slows down a bit, so I go back behind the boat, and then he whips me again. I'm gone. I did about what Shane did on the ski hill. 10, 15 somersaults.
Who's Shane?
All of a sudden...
Bob. That's Bob.
Bob, sorry. All of a sudden, I hear a snap. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm blacking out now. And I'm floating. Just floating there. I wake up, and I'm in the water, I'm floating, I'm going...
Face down or face up?
Well, I had a life jacket on, so luckily I was like, on my back. Somewhat. So I wake up and I'm like, okay, I don't remember what just happened to me. And so I start waving my hand, and what does the people in the boat think? I'm okay because I'm waving, and I can't breathe. Yes, I hit the water so hard it knocked the wind out of me, snapped my neck, and made me pass out.
And
so that was my
suit.
Scariest.
So who was the idiot that was driving?
My oldest brother. He loves me.
Have you ever, done anything horrible to him for revenge?
No.
You should seriously look into it. I mean...
And to top it off, they ripped my wetsuit when they pulled me up into the boat because I was so limp. I was just like, they tore my wetsuit right off.
Danger.
No.
I have another.
Say you're naked for all the listeners.
I have another tiny scary story. Not quite as scary, but it actually caused me to collapse. I was so scared.
He saw.
Wow.
No. My mom scared me so bad. My mom, and for those of you who don't know, I am 6'3", 260 pounds. My mom was 4'7".
4'7".
90 pounds.
90 pounds. That's like 300 kilograms.
I don't know if anyone remembers a game that was out there a while. It was really popular on campuses. It was called Killer. The idea was you would run around with dart guns and you would try to assassinate each other. This was a lot big back in the early 80s.
Then stupid Americans got a hold of it and started using real guns. Ergo, there's compliment.
Suction dart guns, rubber-tipped guns. And so we had finally got the rules for it because it was actually there was a series of rules. And we were basically, Captain Spock, the engineer, I think was somebody said his name was? The same individual that was with the chicken on
the white oppressor. He's actually the white oppressor.
The white oppressor. The great white oppressor. Well, he was a younger oppressor at the time. And we had just got the dart pistols, and we're fooling around, and my mom is just nagging me to death. So I turned to her, and I was like, I'm sorry, mother, now you have to die. And I shot her right perfect in the forehead, and the dart sticks. So my mom starts chasing after me. We basically run screaming upstairs, firing the darts down after her. And we barricade the door in my bedroom. And my mom pounding on the door, screaming she's going to kill us. So finally she wanders away, and I figure, okay, I'll just wander downstairs and basically get her. So we look out, and we try to find a dart so we have some ammunition to fight her off. And we're just fooling around. And I find a dart, go down, and as I come down around the stairs, I'm trying to figure out where my mom is. And I look into the bathroom, and the light's off, and I don't think I see my mom in there because the door is kind of open, and I can look in, and it's not there. So I figure she must be in the little kitchenette. So as I go down past the landing to go into the kitchen, all of a sudden I see something out of the corner of my eye in the bathroom, which I thought was empty. Now, of course it was my mom, but, you know, the brain is a funny thing, and the brain doesn't provide images, always let me see. No, this was not my little 4'7" mom coming at me. This was every demon, monster, horror film I had ever seen floating across the floor to grab me. So all I could do was point the gun at her. I managed to get out an eep, and I lost the ability to stand. I'm not kidding. My legs turned into jello, and I collapsed.
Wow.
My mom, of course, can't, kick me or beat on me anymore because she's too busy laughing. Chris is standing on the stairs, trips, and actually stumbles. And all I'm doing is laying there in a pile of jello, and everyone thinks that I must be laughing. No, I literally had basically given myself a complete and utter panic attack, and I couldn't breathe.
Danger.
I mean, that was literally the most scared I've ever been. I've never actually lost the ability to stand before.
Wow.
No, I was a lot younger and thinner at that time. It was just pure fear.
Whack, whack, whack.
La La Land.
La La. Bye-bye.
Land.
Cheers, yo.
Good night.
Well, we should maybe we should get some of these while we're on the topic. We can get the phone lines open and maybe the hospital starts after.
Once the phones start, it goes nuts. Look how many people are listening.
The chicken has a retail horror story.
Okay.
I think we should do the gross hospital story right now.
Okay, we'll do hospital.
We'll open the phone lines and go with that.
And Bashukin says goodnight, Anki.
Anki.
And he spells E.
N-K.
E-N-K.
Ank. Ank.
He is truly dyslexic.
It
caught on.
Drex and Drex away on there. I don't know what's up with that. I'm going to see where this guy's from. Okay, it's time now, once again, for Gross Hospital Stories. I swear we're going to make an intro.
Okay, let's see. This week's Gross Hospital Story, Why Children Shouldn't Play in Front of Trains, Part 2. the first part was where last week we discovered a body that clinked when we tried to lift it. This week, we have another idiot. Now, apparently he was walking on the railroad tracks, drunk, stoned, out of his head, when a train came. Now, most people would get off the tracks when they see a train. That's kind of the human
common sense.
Yeah, but no. Our idiot, for some reason, was so stoned, his quote was, "I didn't hear it coming up behind me."
My friend Nathaniel in grade 7 got killed, but he's deaf.
That's an excuse. Deaf is an excuse. Yeah. And
stupidity isn't, I guess.
Well, he got clobbered by the train, didn't break anything, but he was whipped off the tracks, just clipped, and he hit his head on a post or something as it was going by, opened his head up real good, and then slid down the tracks into the dirt and everything, all of this going into the wound. So we get him to the hospital. Now, first of all, he's so drunk and stupid that he thinks that he doesn't need to be there, so he has to get up, which is why I, as a security guard, have to hold the moron down.
He smacks him in the head.
Well, we basically work on them. Now, the doctor comes out, and first of all, the guy's got a gash of about 3-4 inches in the top of his scalp. Now, I don't know if anyone knows what the underside of a human scalp looks like, but it's not smooth. It's all bumpy and ripply. It looks like the underside of your...
Bumpy. We're going to put that on the website. Bumpy.
It's bumpy.
New word by Dak. Bumpy.
Bumpy, for those who are like...
Bumpy.
So the doctor starts to lavage it. That's
so bad, Dak's lexicon.
Dak's lexicon.
Yes.
Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit, yes.
Basically.
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 So basically.
Go
all
on.
Right. So she starts to lavage it, which is get all the debris out and the blood and the clot. Now, she can get some of it out because just by lavaging it with water. But some parts he couldn't. And also, the blood in the scalp started to clot. So, as me and my partner hold this idiot down, the doctor takes her finger, reaches inside the scalp wound, scoops around, and brings out this massive clot that had to be 2-3 inches across. Tosses that into the pan where she's with the liquid. And I look in there, and I can see the top of this idiot's skull, and there's a 3-inch scratch, a gouge on the top of this moron's skull. And he just turns to the doctor and says, "Did you just do something to my head?"
Oh, man.
I look over at my partner. He's gone green. He's, like, just barely standing up. I'm just kind of like, and the doctor notices, and she's like, "Are you guys okay?" And my partner's like, "Here." And I'm like, yeah, fine. Yeah, just keep working, please.
Bark. Yeah, like gurgly sound you get, but yeah.
So that's not as gross as some things, but this is another rule why,
like, awake.
Why people should not stand in front of trains. Okay, this is the minor version of why people shouldn't stand in front of trains.
This is not a good
idea. Yeah. So that's my gross hospital story.
Okay, we're gonna open up the phone lines now. If you want to phone in and swear in the air or answer our what was the most scariest question of your life?
Just think.
Scariest question of your life.
Scariest question. What's the scariest question? Yeah, you did.
Scariest moment of your life.
I think I said celebrate violence. Phone number is
one.
Toll free 1-604-533-9191.
If you want to get on the IRC, it's the Undernet servers and the Rant Radio channel. If you want to visit our website, it's www.rantradio.com.
And while you're there, check out www.ranttv.com.
Which
should be up by
July 1st. Holiday.
Unless Canada sucks.
That would be Canada Day because Canada Day becomes
Canada
before.
Gay.
Oh! Yeah. You're on Rant Radio. Go ahead.
All right, hey, I'm behind.
You're going to have to speak up.
Yeah?
What's your name? Autogash.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Where are you from?
Where are you from, buddy?
I'm from Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia. Yeah. We won't hold that against you, though.
What's that?
We won't hold that against that, though.
Yeah, shut up. It's a good part of the country.
Hands over there.
said, and keep on from
the elevator. You really got to speak up, man. We got like a shitty connection here or something.
Oh, wait, maybe. Oh, yeah. All right, can you hear me now?
Yes.
That's way better.
Way better.
Oh, all right, I'm talking right now.
Okay. So, how are you doing tonight?
What?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome. So, have you got an answer for our question of the week? What is your scariest moment? I think you put it on the IRC, but we couldn't figure it out.
I got it. Not. What I said was I was climbing cliffs at a beach.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't, like, using a rope or anything because I was just, like, I wasn't really doing any serious climbing.
Yeah. Was there, like, lots of water below you, or is it just sand?
There was just that, right? Like, I was in a safe place, but then I guess I kind of went around.
Yeah.
And so I eventually realized that I was way up high above the water, and I was like, oh, gee.
Oh, I see why.
I couldn't move. I was scared.
Oh, I see, because you didn't have a rope or anything. Well, Black Wolf is leaving us.
Black Wolf is leaving.
Bye, Black Wolf.
Bye, Black Wolf.
See you, Blackie.
I can't hear that.
Keeping it easy.
Oh, we're just saying bye to Black Wolf. He's leaving.
Oh, okay.
He has to work early in the morning.
Not as early as me.
Not as late as me.
Not as late as me.
Okay, so that's pretty scary. So, yeah, I don't work. I pretend to work.
Yeah.
So, think you'll be able to do your radio show this week, figure it out, and get it going. You're going to try again? Awesome. Because Auto Gash is a DJ here.
DJ.
And I think your show's on Friday? Is it Friday it's on?
Luna's boy.
My show, it's on, well, it was originally, I didn't know what it was going to be on, so I was just going to have kind of music playing and talk.
Yeah.
Basically going to ask people what they wanted.
Oh, right. Okay.
Now that I'm going to, it's going to be about this form of music on the internet called mod music.
Yep, MODs.
Yeah, and this site called Tracks in Space, which I'm an artist and a reviewer on.
Excellent.
So I was going to regularly play music and talk about what's happening in that community and that sort of thing and try to get interviews with people involved with that community.
Yeah, well, definitely use the IRC. You can see how effective it is for getting listeners and talking with your listeners.
Yeah.
Lots of feedback.
Lots of feedback.
And the good kind of feedback.
Not the bad.
Feedback.
And if you want to make lightsaber noises, we figured out how to do it. It's bass feedback.
Bass feedback.
So if you turn up your bass on your stereo and
get a microphone and you can now be a Jedi.
Just turn up the volume up and down and get feedback. It sounds exactly like a lightsaber. It's really cool.
What's this? So Shukin just said, too much government control in you, Bob. I sense much fear in you. Your Jedi training will not continue.
Crazy. Okay, well, we're going to let you go because we don't want to run up the bill.
Sure.
Okay, Rock Billy.
Thanks
take
for
it
calling
easy.
In. And say, what the hell?
Oh, yeah. Well, what the hell?
All
right. Awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot. We're going to do that
now.
Now
you can listen
on,
to your
20-second cool.
lag and you can hear yourself.
Yep.
You
quick, turn it on.
Quick, turn it on.
Okay. You're on. Actually, he doesn't have to. He's
you guys
on, he's on
you
the
hear about the Great Retail Adventure?
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, it's
another Peckin story.
Another Peckin story.
Hunt and Peck.
Friday night. I worked like...
Oh, hang on a sec.
See, that's what happens when
yeah.
you
this is probably the Shukin.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Zombie69.
Hey,
Zombie69.
How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm trying to call you up your phone number. I got this other weird phone number. It's like something weird, whatever it was.
What?
Very descriptive zombie.
I don't know why you did
that. It was like, please define this down or something like that. It was...
Oh! Yeah, you got my answering machine. This is the sound of nails scratching
hitting
on
across
a
chalkboard. Yeah.
I'll play that in a bit, maybe.
Head Peon just asked us to call the movie guy. We already did. He wasn't home.
Do you think he'll be home now? Is it too late to phone the movie guy?
We can try to phone him.
We can try to phone
him. If not, we can always check the messages on my machine.
Okay, well...
True.
So what's up this week? Yep, you have the question of the week answered for us. What's the scariest moment of your life?
I said it on the IRC.
Okay.
We're useless.
You must have missed it.
Yeah.
You're a skateboard guy?
Yeah, I'm a skateboard.
Down the hill, you're going to cry, oh my God, I'm going to fall off.
Yeah.
All right.
Danger.
Went out really fast, didn't know what the hell to do, so I was like, oh shit, getting death wobble.
Death wobble.
Yeah, you got that centripetal motion on the go, and it...
Force really fast. I'm like, shoot, where am I supposed to jump at? So I looked over, saw a lake. I just kind of like move over there and like jumped into like...
Yeah. Tommy, you said shoot, not shit. Did you want to correct yourself?
Yeah, shoot or shit.
Okay. Danger.
The IRC's not doing too well. Like, people are, like...
Pinging out.
Pinging out, and I got kicked off. And
What the heck?
That's horrible.
Zombie69 just quit.
Yeah, you got kicked off the IRC. So you better join back up.
Oh, I had to because I only have one line.
Oh, okay. Understandable.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right. So you can't hear yourself ever on the internet.
Yeah, I'm on my mom's computer right now.
Oh, right. That sucks. You can't hear yourself on the internet. Maybe one day.
It's kind of like borrowing your mom's car.
And here's 200 makers. Mine's like 400.
Yeah. Well, we'll get you to say what the hell, and we're going to make like a compilation or something of people saying, yeah.
You can give yourself a shameless plug saying, this is Zombie69 saying, what the hell?
Did you hear that, Zombie?
Huh?
Did you want to say, this is Zombie69 saying, what the hell?
Okay.
This
is Zombie69, what the hell?
Thanks.
Rock, Billy.
Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Easy.
Bye-bye.
All right.
I know you can't hear me right now.
And we're gonna keep the phone off the hook because... What, is somebody back? Hello? We're going to keep the phone off the hook because Chicken's going to tell a story.
Okay. Chicken's going to tell a story.
Here we go. As you may or may not know, I have infiltrated the ranks of Home Depot. Okay, I'm looking at the camera. I've infiltrated the ranks.
Look at that
Depot.
Sexy body.
Whoa.
You are massive.
Quit fumbling me, you bastard.
You're turning them on.
Don't touch my tits.
Look at me. I've got bad tits.
So anyways, which, of course, as you all might know, I work for the True Master, Techno Destructo, who shall destroy more.
Go hard, retard.
I'm trying. That's what happens when you cut me off. Anyways, 9 days straight, I'm working like the wonderful 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 11 o'clock in the evening for the Great Orange Evil Home Depot.
Because that cuts your day just right the fucking half.
Oh, I fucking love it. Believe you me. So I'm sitting up there, and I've got my feet on the lunchroom table to my lunch break, and I'm reading Tom Clancy. And Rick, our administration manager, basically the second guy in charge, goes running up the stairs and goes running into the training room. Okay, so I get up and I go walk in there. He's got the door wide open onto the back part of the building. And he says, hey, Ryan, come here, check this out. What? And we see, like, products flipping over the wall, the outside wall of the seasonal section. And they're, like, crashing down. I'm like, what the hell do you make of that? What the hell? He says, well, one of our other customers just said there's a bunch of guys ripping stuff off and they're probably going to come out here and collect it. I'm like, well, that's just awesome. Because I've got like my green work pants on, my black shirt, there's like a bunch of bushes and stuff like that, right? So I'm like, oh, okay.
Back to his days of paintball.
Yeah, no, they weren't quite as right, but it was a green and black combination.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay. I go walking down the stairs. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, watch. And they go walking up, and I'm sitting in the bushes. And he's just shaking his head, looking at me, right? He's like, you're fucked. So I need someone to say that for like 9 days worth of Home Depot. It gets pretty nasty.
You're holding the light to so you don't have to work anymore. I understand that.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what it is.
It's a death wish.
Death by sweet release, come for me! So anyways, nothing happens. We're sitting waiting. We're expecting like the full piece of shit beater car to come around, like a van or two drags on the street wearing like denim and flannel, like whatever, right? So I've got the cell phone with me, and Rick phones me up and says, yeah, we just got a description of this guy. He's, what TJ says, he's probably like this big Indian with like a little ponytail.
Pass me the jeans.
I weigh like 130 pounds with a wet t-shirt and a radiator strapped on my back. And here comes a fucking chug. And there's me. Can you say Custer's last stand? So I'm like, fuck, right? So nothing, like 15 minutes I'm sitting in the bush, right? I'm like, okay, nothing's going on. So we get the shit, we go back inside. So, Rick's laughing at me, and I go coming back at lunch, and he says, yeah, well, you know, if I need to get whatever we'll call you, definitely, right? So I'm like, okay. So he calls me, like, 20 minutes later, right? And all I hear is, like, the static of the cell phone. He says, yeah, up in the lunchroom. And I go, like, I'm like, all right, action's on now, all right? So I go running up the middle of the store, and there's, like, a family, kids, and all the rest. I'm like, excuse me!
So he clotheslines the lady.
The head, you know, in hand. My tape measure goes flying out of the holster on the side. I don't even stop for it, right? It's really cool. And just, like, all the other associates are, like, looking at me, what the fuck is Ryan doing, right? So I go running all the way upstairs. I catch up with Rick. He's got a good lead on me, and I pass him up the stairs. We go outside. He's kind of like, hey, good response time, right? So apparently these guys were coming around. So we're sitting there waiting. And nothing happens. So I'm like, fuck this, right? Another false alarm. We go back downstairs. I'm like, okay. Now, if we actually caught these guys, I would have been, like, totally unprepared to know anything about it. Don't be rustling during my story, you bastard.
Sorry.
So, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? So, I stop off in the electrical department. to get, like, these great big, like, copper-reinforced zip ties, like the gargantuan ones. So I grab a bunch of those, and I loop them together for, like, makeshift cups. I go to the paint department, grab a roll of duct tape, and I put that in my mouth. And I'm thinking, that was the great thing about Home Depot. You can ask a shoplifter to stop, but you can't actually pursue them or physically do anything to stop them. Exactly, right?
Somebody down and
he chased him into a bank and went off and he got, like, watched it. That's a whole other story.
Yep.
So, now this is where I get creative because I'm thinking, well, there's nothing in the contract saying that I'm not allowed to defend myself. So I go back to my department into the work desk and I grab, like, this ruddy gray old, like, semi-rusted, beaten on all the hell carpet knife. And I put that in my pocket because I'm thinking, if I encounter some guy, I'm going to throw this on the ground, take him down, and go, oh, yeah, the guy drew a knife on me. Right?
Did you pull the floor
away? Yes, I did.
I want to shake your hand.
Okay. Well, because, I mean, all right, some big guy comes after me or whatever, like, tries to slow me down. I'm drawing steel on the guy. That's only the way it goes because, you know, see previous statements, weighing 130 pounds and all the rest of it. This way, if I throw a plant in there, well, I'm going to make it
yeah,
I'm afraid for my life. I don't care if the product is afraid for my life, right? So, I come back down, nothing happens. So I've got all this gear on me and all the rest of it. And I see this young guy, and he's got, like, the full black and white Adidas wear on, and, like, he just looks like a bitch, right? He goes, he's pointing out to the seasonal section, he says, is that the exit? And you notice the bulge in his jacket, and I'm like, no. I said, the exit's over here. Gotcha, right? Where? I said, you go up this aisle and turn left, you go down right in front of the cashiers, you go on the exit to the front of the building. So I go, okay. So I break off, I go up to the cashier, I go, hey, there's a scumbag coming up there stealing a bunch of our shit. This is what he looks like. And then I phone a prick. And by the time we get up there, he's gone. But I was just, I was proud because I had this total awesome plan. Like,
got the,
like,
plan all ready to go.
I had a throwaway there, so the guy could be like, I throw it at his feet, it distracts him, I draw my own steel, kick the guy in the nuts, down he goes like a sack of shit, curb him right there, okay?
Then
he's got a flip-top head.
Yeah, there you go. And then all the management runs up, I look like the fucking hero, alright? I'll be like totally put on the kind of face going, oh my god, he pulled a knife on me, I'm sorry, I had to react to defend myself. No, sir, you don't have to fingerprint that, he's a scumbag. I'm the good guy, scumbag. Yeah, I'll be taking that. As a matter of fact, I think he stole this too.
So how are you supposed to stop shoplifters if you can't use force?
Harsh language.
That's it?
Stop! Okay, you're outside the building. Don't ever come back!
You!
Yeah. So, that's my cool retail story of the week. Nothing ever happened, but man, I had the plan.
Awesome. We're gonna take a little break here. Give our minds a rest. Oh, okay.
Oh,
we won't take a break just yet.
Because Bert's going to tell us a scary story, then he's leaving us.
Yeah, that was scary enough as is. We won't talk about that. Now, in Bear Creek Park, it's a big park in Surrey.
He got attacked by a pack of Hindus.
There used to be a tunnel. They built a wooden tunnel, and then they buried it over with some dirt, and kids used to run through it. Well, that was great. I was only like 8 or something like that at the time, running through this tunnel, real having a hell of a time. The end of the tunnel, the last log, there was a spike sticking out of the log. I come along, and of course, I misjudged the end of the tunnel. I put my head up just a bit too soon and get a spike through the top of my head.
Oh.
So this could be like the trailer for Gross Hospital Stories as well.
Oh.
So I am the reason why there is no longer a tunnel in Bear Creek Park.
You bastard.
You ruined my childhood. I love that tunnel.
I knew that booby trap.
Ha ha, Surrey. HL69er says, ha ha, Surrey.
I don't blame him, HL69. Yeah. Bye, Bert.
Bye, Bert.
Bye, Bert.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
When you were a little girl, you were stung by a wasp, and the skin on your arm popped up and went red. Yet you sold off that wasp and all of his brothers that you owned. Brought the whole damn and rehab into your pride, into your bed. We'll
With Drexel.
If only Desmond or Darcy was here.
Yeah, just doesn't work. Okay, we're going to take the phone off the hook now.
The phone's back on the lines.
Yeah.
If you want to call.
Well, we could check the messages.
Sucks to be you.
I think we're
going to
call the movie.
Oh, that's right. Movie guy time. That's right. Let me get up the phone number.
We're going to let the chicken do it.
We can do it because he's the only one here who knows how to dial.
Yep. We're all feeble, obviously. Either way, we win. How do you know that wasn't him picking up?
You have T-minus 10 minutes to get to minimum safe distance.
Hey, Ryan, it's Jackie. It's Sunday at 8:30. Sorry I didn't get back to you last night. We ended up, like, taking off right after I talked to you. Sorry I never made it over either. I never even ended up driving anywhere. But, yeah, so if you want to give me a call, thanks. Bye.
Come over and bury your head in my chin. Oh, no.
That's, like, the person I'm about to sever my ties with. They get reaming out number two. Well, if any of you know or
no.
Bring you're wearing it at all.
Bring a parka because it can get pretty fucking cold. Well, if there's one thing that all of our friends stand by, it's at least loyalty to one another.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we, you know, friendships may fade in and out, but in our group, it will never, ever, ever, ever stop. It's just solid. I mean, well, you can go without talking to, like, Bob and Brew for 6 months, but when he comes back, it's not like,
it's Bob like, hey, Brewster. Bob.
It's like, hey, it's Bob from Brew. Kick ass. We'll just hang out, right? Well, this is a chick that I've done, like, a whole lot of stuff for. Not for the express purpose of getting laid, but because she's actually a friend, right?
Mostly for the express person getting laid, though.
She's a hottie. But, anyways, and she's never... Oh, my God. Perfect. Like, seriously, she's physically the most perfect form I've ever seen. But anyways... Mommy.
Bury your head in chips.
Oh, pretty much. That's how Ryan wanted to die. But anyways, we're getting off topic here. The fact of the matter is that she fucking has treated me like dirt the last little while. You know, her car got broken into. She just got fired from her job. Her boyfriend dumped her. He's a total shithead and all the rest of it, right? And so, and her car gets broken into and her maglets get stolen. So I go out and buy her, like, a new fucking maglet. I think like $50, right?
Yeah. Just as how big was it?
It's like a 4-cell, 4D cell.
We don't know why. We don't know why.
Yeah, they're fucking huge. The ones that security guards aren't allowed to carry in Canada because they're too big.
Too big.
Yeah, seriously, right?
Crack.
Yeah. So anyways.
Used as a weapon.
You know, I've had it for like 2 weeks now. I bought her a card and all the rest of it, which I don't do for anybody ever. And I told her, hey, I got something for you. 2 weeks now.
Chirp.
Nothing.
Chirp.
She's got a new car yesterday. She's supposed to come on down my place. I said, hey, even for 15 minutes, I'll give you the fucking gift. Right? She finally phones me at like 8:30, 8 o'clock. She says, yeah, I'm just, you know, sorry I haven't got back down. A couple friends of mine came over to check out the new car. They stayed for dinner, yada, yada. No big deal. She says, we're probably going to be, you know, going, or they're probably going to be going out. I don't know if I am. I might stay at home. I'll call you back in a few minutes.
Yeah.
I go to bed. Nothing happens. Holy cow. Wake up this morning. I'm so fucking pissed. And
he was pecking all over the...
Oh, I walked to work, and I was just like, I was thinking about ways to tell her off. I've got a speech in my head I'm going to dump on her.
Yeah, baby. Feel the power of the almighty chicken.
I had that situation happen. I got into a serious fight with Bert's...
Microphone to mouth.
Bert's significant other.
But not so bassy.
Oh, yeah.
For the record, that is the scariest thing that has ever happened before.
Yes, is basically
what?
Meeting, marrying that.
The whole situation of that is scary.
No, not really, but anyhow, I got
close
into.
Enough.
I like I said, I actually do like Bert's significant other. We'll call her the fluffy haired one.
Fluffy.
Yeah. Okay, the fluffy haired one. The king of Monster Island.
The reason why friends don't let friends have big hair.
So who gets the mag light? Cisco Kid says. Microphone.
Probably Jackie upside the head.
I'm either going to keep it, or she's going to like. If she comes around, she'll get the gift. If not. She's going to get it, and I'm going to keep the flashlight.
Anyhow, like I said, I got into a fight with the fuzzy-headed one, and I was just going to ream her out. I was going to have one of those conversations that it was the end of the friendship type thing. I was that mad. I was so pissed off. And I call her up, and I'm basically going to tell her that I literally do not want to ever see her fucking face at my door again. And the first thing out of her mouth was, I'm sorry. And, you know, I mean, it was basically we had both gotten out of the thing. And I tell you something.
That was the second time Desmond fell to the floor.
No, you have no idea what it's like when you're ready to bring the wrath of, like, verbal doom on somebody. And they go and apologize. And now you have to be, like, nice. And you're, like, all prepared to be all mean and harsh and hard and everything. I was, like, really pissed off because I had this big, really good speech worked up. And it was,
all prepared.
All prepared, and she, like, ruined
it.
Just
put
like,
down.
Yeah, oh, yeah, just going to be mean and harsh, and she just, like, shot me down by just being nice. And I was really pissed off at that, too.
We have a request for a promo.
Which
from HL69er.
What you want to hear?
I love listening to Rant Radio while I'm masturbating with giant vegetables.
You like the porno music?
The porno music in the back.
All I ever wanted, all I ever needed, I wanted.
That was Depeche Mode.
Right. That was Depeche Mode?
Yeah, Depeche Mode music. Got yeah, close enough to porno music.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
It's cheesy keyboard music. That chick was here two weeks ago. Yep. You were here. Blahar.
Yep. Blahar.
You have a drinking problem. Yep. All over you. Just have to take that off.
That was the one that was biting Binky on
biting
the chest.
Biting Binky, yeah. Yeah, they were nasty marks. We might put that up. I don't know.
Danger.
Is she here tonight? No, she's not here tonight.
No.
Put her
phone number up later.
Okay, once Enki's...
Savages ties.
There's a way you can send messages over the internet. And he sent 64,000 messages to her cell phone. Pager kind of thing. And they're 15 cents each. But they stopped at about 60 because it crashed.
what?
Nasty. It took her all day to erase them.
Was this against...
Because he was phoning her and she didn't phone back. And just wanted to get her attention, let's say.
So we sent her like 64,000 messages.
Aren't aren't the things we do to each other in relationships just wonderful? I mean, just
yep. Enki's got a new girl now. Yep. Yeah,
Inky's dating?
Yep. She was here earlier. Not.
Oh, is that who I think the name that he said?
Starts with N.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Isn't that the one that we met?
She was at the New Year's party.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah, and he was going out there again? Again, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's much better this time.
Yay! He's much better this time.
He's much better this time.
The one in the hot tub.
No, not the video. What? The one in the drunken... video from a couple days ago.
No.
No.
No. No. No. No. No. No. No. That
danger.
was that was Tammy.
That was Tammy.
She's keen.
She's keen. She would. She'll be put on.
Keen.
No,
keen.
I wouldn't go that far.
I wouldn't go that far.
That was the coldest mock I've ever seen anyone take. That was literally the
that was nasty.
Push, punk.
The funny thing about
Mishukin,
it. The,
are you gonna call on or what? You fucking homo.
The.
Yeah.
Enki's new woman. We're playing that video for her of that drunken. Forget her name all the time. What's her name?
Tammy.
Tammy.
I called her Tanya. Just
we got her to
her
say www.ranttv.com, and then Enki pushed her.
No, Rant Radio.
No, it's Rant TV. It's Rant TV.
Rant TV.
Because it's going to be on video, so it's going to be on Rant TV. And it was totally funny. She's totally drunk, and she saw this video. Then she went to the bar last night, and she saw her.
Oh.
Never seen her before in her life except on this video. And she went up to her and said, I saw you on a video.
She said, I saw you on the internet last
night. No, she said, is it on the internet?
she said,
no.
Yeah.
No.
It is.
I just saw
we
you.
We broadcast it every 5 minutes. It's our best promo.
I thought that was
we've got 85,000 listeners right now.
Yep, they're all watching it. You're famous. She's so blastedly drunk.
She is like...
She's like...
Faced. She had been drinking rye and Coke all night.
Yeah.
And they'd finished, I guess, a Mickey... Or just about finished a Mickey. Then she had two shots of the worst fucking vodka I've ever seen in my life. And then she downed the rest of the fucking rye.
Did it come in a plastic bottle and screw top?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that by the way, is the substance that caused...
Yes.
That nail polish remover.
Caused my stroke. My cerebral vascular incident as my roommate medic calls it.
I haven't heard a reply from Bashukin yet. He's still a bitch, and he still hasn't called in.
Bashukin's still on the IRC, but he hasn't called in.
True.
It's time to call in, Bashukin.
Time to call in, Bashukin.
It's one... Oh, yeah.
Call in Movie Man.
Oh, we tried.
We tried.
We'll try again. Try again right now.
Okay,
it'll be last chance for Movie Man this week. I think we missed it 1 week.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we
missed
it
a couple of weeks on.
True. Our last attempt for movement. Oh. That's not a real person.
Failure.
Failure.
So it's now your time. Bashukin, jump off. Jump
where
off.
Could he
not
be?
A nice thing to say. It's true, but not a nice thing to say.
This is our big shout out to Bashukin. Bashukin has now quit the IRC.
I think
he's good.
Dying.
He's gone. Hooray! We got him off the internet.
Hooray!
Now we're gonna pick the phone up so
he's
he can't call in. that would just mean
my scariest moment of my life. Well, one of them. I was driving
when
back.
First met Enki.
Yeah, that was pretty scary. I was down in White Rock, and he was like showing me all his knives.
Danger.
They were nasty. I was driving back from New West or Vancouver, and I was taking the Patello Bridge back over. And the Patello Bridge has a turn on it like this. For all you people in Radioland, it's like this. It's got two lanes, and it takes about a 45 degree turn or something. There we go. Bashukin.
Okay, we have.
I think Bashukin had to quit the internet too.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
You're on Rant Radio.
You bastard.
What the fuck do you want?
Fuck you.
So what's your stupid story?
My stupid story?
Hurry up, bitch.
Well, blah, 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 and I went into the stupid gaming store, and...
Gaming's for homos.
What?
Gaming's for homos.
I know gaming's for homos. That's why you do it.
No, Bob doesn't game. I don't game. Bob school is not. Anyways, so you and your buddy...
That's enough from you, chicken.
Here we go.
Alright. Me and my buddy are in this gaming store, and my buddy put this thing into my pack, and I don't even know what it is. And then,
You put his thing in your pack?
Oh my god. That's nasty.
Okay, and then the cop showed up, and that was the scariest time of my life.
You got busted?
Yeah.
You know what I used to do in grade 8?
For my friend, though.
You know what I used to do in grade 8?
Yeah.
Our library had an electronic surveillance.
That was fun.
These little fucking strips, these magnetic strips.
Oh, really?
Those are fun.
And they stick them in the binders of books. They kind of hide
a little bit. But we all know where they are.
If you look far enough, you can find them. So I used to get these strips. And people I didn't like, I'd put them on like the inside of their
That was so fun.
Or on their side of their
pocket.
In their textbooks. So like 10 people would read the library because the teacher said it all went. And like the alarm. The alarm would go berserk.
It and never.
Get away with your book, you little nerd.
Yeah, because I take the nightmare strips out and take the books out.
Free books.
He uses them to prop up the furniture in his home.
Yeah, I guess that it.
Say what the hell?
So, say what the hell. This is Bashukin saying what the hell.
Used in the school library.
Bashukin saying what the hell.
You can say it again because it might have been fucking shitty.
Fuck you.
You're weak.
Say it again because it might have been fucking shitty.
What the hell?
All right, we can say this is Bashukin. Okay, you're a little bit slow. Pay attention to
this. This is a proprietary Bashukin saying what the hell.
You rock.
Wish you can rock.
So I'm going over this bridge, going down to the bridge, and it's a 45-degree turn, and directs away says 45-degree turn, and it dips down for even less traction. Because this is the, this is, I don't even know, he doesn't have a real name. Al.
Al.
It's Al. Al.
It's just Al. It's electrical Al.
Electrical Al. And one of my friends in the back seat wants to show me this thing in a comic or something. So I turn around and go, oh, what is it? And I'm really interested. I'm driving, by the way. And I turn around and look at it and go, oh, that's cool. And everybody goes, watch out! Because this 45-degree turn has turned, and I'm heading straight for the barriers on the bridge. Straight for them. So I crank the wheel. Everybody in the car screams. I drift over two lanes because there's a merging lane. Because
you've seen Starsky and Hutch way too many times.
And this is in a Chevette.
Oh, yeah.
Mind you. And crank the wheel. And amazingly, I did not hit any cars. There was no cars beside me. No cars in the merging lane. If there was any,
dead.
I'd be so fucked. I just barely made the turn and kept going. Calm as ever.
I love that.
Everyone was so freaked out.
Yeah. Holy fuck. Okay. Chicken and I. This is awesome. Chicken and I.
I just got my car back from the shop this day.
This is like the brand new car. Like, we drove it here. We're all, oh, fucking yeah. Fucking hot car. All spiffed up. Somebody finally washed it. Anyway. So anyway, we're in the car. We drive over to some good friends of ours, John Janice. They do a little bit of role playing. Anyway, and
they do.
Not us. We stand by and pointed fingers and went, ooh, stupid people. No.
Right. Like Bashukin.
Like Bashukin. Stupid Bashukin.
Stupid.
Like Dak.
Like Jack.
Ha ha. Both of us together don't weigh as much as Dak's thigh, but that's okay.
Warning.
Anyway. Don't taunt fat people. Unless you can really run fast. So, because they're not all jolly. So anyway, we're in Chicken's car. We're in Chicken's car. Now, Chicken we refer to as the A-wing driver, because Chicken, I don't know why, but prefers to be on people's bumpers. He thinks he gets some kind of traction by, like, luring himself close to cars. Therefore, he'll eventually scoop into the slipstream and, like, save on gas. It's not like he spends $3 every 2 weeks to fill his car. No, far from. He spends less than $3 every week to fill his car. But anyhow, we're following this car. La, la, la. It's kind of rainy out. Well, actually, it had been raining most of the evening. Quit. By the time we get out of there, it's like midnight. Fucking shitty traffic everywhere, blah, blah, blah.
Two cars ahead.
Some fucking retard minivan slams on its brakes. And the car in front of it slams on its brakes. And, of course, Chicken is on the ass of the car that's slamming on its brakes. So we slam on our brakes.
Which are brand new
brakes.
So we stop on a dime.
Because we are rocking A-wing drivers.
And I look it over at Bob and I say, Bob, we're going to get tagged.
Yeah, so we both look back. We brace ourselves. Woonk, we get hit. Raw, fuck. So we're at 64th and 160. Fraser and 163rd.
Because that's important to the listeners in USA.
Deep in the heart of Surrey.
Clap, 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 clap. Anyway.
If you don't know, Surrey is the gungiest place in the western part of Canada.
Gungy.
Like your Compton.
We're going to add gungy to gungiest
is pretty bad.
To bumpily. Bumbly and Gungiest, both. Anyway, Bumbly, so we get tagged. And I'm like, oh fuck. Okay, Ryan's like, yeah, fuck.
It's his fault.
Chicken pulls over. We pull over. So he's getting his fucking insurance out and his papers ready. I got my FNP out. And of course, I go on spot. I'm fucking. I got his six. So, Chicken goes out.
We get tagged by like this white Celica Supra.
Of course, we already know what the make of the car is, and we're already working on the license plate.
Well, big guy gets out. He's gotta be like 6'3". Easy.
Fucking hockey player, okay?
Hockey hair.
Uh-oh.
Okay, flannel shirt, denim jacket, wah, wah, wah. And he comes staggering out of the car.
Fucking banjo boy, here he comes.
And I'm like, oh, this is gonna be a gooder. So I check the steel in the hip. Oh yeah, it's there.
Yep. Fucking old Bob has already got the steel on the go as well.
A bomb circles around the back of the car.
I start waving my arms to get his attention. Chicken goes for the neck. No.
So I'm like, hey man, how you doing? You know, are you okay? Is everything all right? He's like, oh yeah, are you guys okay? Yeah, no problem, right? So we start looking. I start looking over the back of my car, which I just got back from the shop, and fucker tagged my bumper. Not hard, but hard enough to take a great big gaping paint spike.
And he pushed in a couple inches.
Yeah, he pushed my bumper in and like scraped the fuck out of it, right? So, he's like, oh, is there any damage in it? I'm like, oh, well, you know, my bumper appears to be pushed in a little couple inches here, and, you know, my paint.
He's not being flexing about it. He's not like he's going, you fucking asshole, you fucking hit my car, I'm going to fucking lace you. And then he goes for the throat. Like, he was being pretty civilized about it.
So, and I can tell as soon as this guy comes up, he's front. So, I'm like, hey, why don't we just do the basic exchange information, right? So, he's like, oh, we don't need to do that. I said, yeah, well, for records, whatever, right? So, he says, okay. So he hands me his license and his address and all the rest of it. I take it all down. And
boom.
Guy's closed, he doesn't even ask for me for mine back. So I'm like, good. Volunteer nothing.
Yeah.
So, and I check the license plate in the front. And Bob's checking it in the back. So The guy says, so he says, oh, so what are you going to do about it? I said, well, you know, tomorrow morning I'm going to have to file with ICBC. Whoops. ICBC is a four-letter word for multiple reasons.
Danger.
This guy fucking peaks.
Because, oh, you don't want to fucking do that. You're not going to fucking do that.
Yeah,
you're
going to
fucking do that, I'm going to fucking have to kick your fucking ass. And we're like,
what?
Oh, hey, why don't you not do that? Because we're both going to stab you multiple. You ever seen American Me? You know where he's just about to come out of the cell, and like eight guys come at him and all fucking stick him? We'll make that look like a fucking cakewalk, pal. Anyway.
So the guy's like, you know, you guys are going to look like a fucking asshole going to ICBC. They're going to laugh at you because you're not doing any fucking damage to your car and all the rest of it.
I didn't fucking do nothing.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. And of course, now I'm getting a little bit defensive, but, you know, I'm like, well, guess what? You rear-ended me. Well, yeah, I'm not, like, peeking on this guy because he's huge, right? He's drunk. And so I'm like, well, guess what? You know, you rear-ended me, okay, and you damaged my car. Bottom line, it's got to get fixed. Right.
I said, and I keep interjecting with, like, okay, like, yeah, if there is any damage. I don't even see any damage, actually. Hey, Ryan, we don't even see any damage.
Yeah, no, as this guy's speaking, I'm like, you know what, you're right. This is nothing. Yeah. I can get this done myself.
Yeah, well, fuck, we'll just get some nail polish. That'll fix it right away. No problem. So, and fucking boom, 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 and this guy's still peeking. He's, like, going off the deep end now.
So we're like, yeah, okay, no problem, whatever, okay. We get back in the car. Right. Alright, closest payphone will be down at the 7-Eleven in Cloverdale. Let's go report this guy.
Boom.
We're driving.
And Chicken fucking A-Wings out of there like nothing.
Yeah, so I'm like, wow, what a freak. But wait.
No, wait, it gets better.
It gets better. Because if you think I'm bad for tailgating, this guy is on my ass like a fat kid on a Smartie. I mean, seriously, I'm like trying to get away from this guy. I'm driving casual. Right up behind me.
Like right we're doing 60. He's doing 61 and gaining.
Yeah, and he's like no shit, like inches off my bumper, right? And now it's starting to rain again.
So we start tapping the brakes a bit and giving him false signals, and then Chicken goes into A-wing mode.
Yeah, so I'm like
the helmet comes out, the fucking bawan dun dun lana dun 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 lana.
So fucking guy, we get onto like 176 first Cloverdale, and I'm like, right, I can fucking outdo this car, right? So wham, we're doing like 140 along this dark fucking stretch of the road. I mean dark, like there isn't a street light on this part of the road, right? We're like flying by the field here. And I'm like ripping at 140, the car's like floating across the ground because there's lots of water, driving rainstorm, and the guy's 3 feet off my bumper. Like 3 feet off my bumper. So I'm like, fuck.
Tap the brakes.
Now, I'm thinking this guy's not going to stop him. He's just going to destroy my car and my buddy is fine and myself.
He says you should stop. So I'll be 69. Says that.
I don't give a fuck what you think. This is my story. So anyway.
Yeah, it's happening right now. You should stop.
No, yeah, and then we stopped, and he hit us and killed us, and we were dead.
Yeah. What a fucking NPC you are.
NPC. Red shirt.
Yeah, no kidding. You're instant Ricky.
Yeah.
So anyways, we get down there, we stop at the light, the guy pulls up into the... We're going straight onto the highway. He pulls up into the left-hand turn lane next to us. There's traffic, in like, oncoming traffic at the lights. The light goes green. He pulls out ahead of me on the left-hand side into oncoming traffic because, see, it's a previous statement, he was in the turn lane, cuts me off.
Dumb.
So I'm like...
Chicken's getting pissed off now. He's clucking, but the feathers are flying.
I just want to say, when beating up drunk people, remember, they have no sense of balance. So you start off by pushing them over, and when they're trying to get their asses off the ground, you begin to lay the boot to the side, ribs, and head.
You could have pushed them over.
I couldn't. I would have had to kick them in the nuts.
Yeah.
If that would have worked, right? So we get up to the next turn off, and I'm like, okay, fuck this. And I'm going hell bent for leather right now, right?
Pishukin's a bitch.
So we get... Thank you, Bob.
Fushukin says an NPC, huh? And you don't game, fuckers.
So?
Fuck you. This is my story.
Yeah, we hang around with gamers. It rubs off.
That's yep. Right.
It's osmosis.
So, now the guy comes pulling up next to, on Bob's side, passenger side, and starts rolling down his window. And I'm thinking, dear fucking Christ, he's got a gun. So we're ripping up the hill here. We're still clocking it mighty. And he's like right neck and neck with us.
We're on number 10 right now, aren't we?
Number 10. We're heading towards Langley. Right in the middle of the intersection. Spin the force point there, Bashukin. Boom. Hit the e-brake. Spin the car.
Zing.
Gear down. And it was the 90-degree Tron turn.
Yeah, baby. Feel the power. We were both ready for it, too. It was awesome. We both fucking banked our head left. The fucking car goes. We're like... back in fucking... Fucking chickens on first like it was nothing, eh? Bang! Whoa! We're spinning the front tires, sliding into the fucking next oncoming lane.
It was huge. It was just like the whole bar field. Scumfuck, he goes rocking forward, doesn't see it, gets totally faked out.
Yeah, he's gone big. And the best part is, like, not two blocks later, we run into Buffalo Cab. Yeah, baby. Report him. It was awesome.
Yeah, the cop's like, so what makes you think he was drunk? I'm
like, we were getting drunk talking to him.
Yeah.
The word you want to use is AOB. That means alcohol on breath. Remember that? You're in Canada, and you have to deal with the police, and you're dealing
AOB.
With another drunken
moron. He was AOB.
He was either drunk, or he had a lot of Listerine.
Alcohol-flavored Listerine.
Alcohol-flavored Listerine. We were driving, like, we were to find a cop on, like, a Saturday or Sunday night. I'm like, wait a minute. Jabogies!
Jabogies! Go to Jabogies!
Which is a scummy fucking bar in Langley.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, there we found the Buffalo Cab. So, as it turns out, I filed my claim with ICDC, and this guy was driving a car that didn't belong to him, and I'm sure...
And his license, I think his license was restricted or something, wasn't it?
Oh, I never found out that for sure, but all I know is he's driving a car that wasn't his, because they called and confirmed with me like 3 times.
Yeah.
And he probably got his buddy's car and fucking, or his woman's car or something like that, and like totally smashed it up and fucking drove his insurance up to the roof.
Mm-hmm.
You scum fuck. I hope you're dead.
Yeah. We're waiting to find his car. We're going to actually take his driveline out and weld it to the side of his car. But
yeah. Anyways, that was actually, this was a pretty exciting night.
But Shukin still sucks.
Sucks dick for drug money.
And he takes coupons. That's the worst part.
Hey, don't be ripping Bashukin's lines off.
The show is over.
Oh, no. And the show's over.
The show's over.
Is it?
It's over. It's 10 minutes over. And we were early. The longest show ever.
Wow.
Danger.
Danger.
And going on a 4-day camping trip.
Does it cover a Sunday?
No, I'm gone from tomorrow morning until Thursday or Friday. And if anything happens to me, I want you to blame Andrew Hiscock.
Andrew Hiscock.
And
everyone on the internet, take
Mike,
that down.
Mike Eastman.
Andrew Hiscock.
And
Hiscock.
No lie.
Remember Chris King.
Chris King did it.
Chris
the
King
reason,
the
reason I want to say this is because I was talking to them over at Chris King, the ringleader's house, and they wanted to take out a life insurance policy on me. So if anything happens to me, I want the RCMP, the FBI, everybody, investigate these people, hunt them down, kill them.
Nice teacher.
Anything happening?
Happen on a Canada Day on the show?
Is Canada Day...
On a Sunday? On I believe it is. No, actually,
it's on
Friday.
A fucking Thursday.
No, it's Friday.
No, it's Thursday, or I'd have Friday and a long weekend. I have Thursday off, and I go back to work on Friday, because that's just really cool.
Why would we do a Canada Day show? We have to work in the morning that day.
Hide the bears.
People in the States don't care. Sorry, man.
We're going to go to...
Hey, wait. Come back. You'll see our caring face, Dick.
What did he look at?
I don't know.
He wanted to see what time it was.
What are you looking at?
Danger. Oh, that was sad. It's Thursday. This Thursday.
Okay, it's over.
Thanks, Captain Pike.
Thank you. Bye.
This is Jack saying goodbye.
Yeah.
He's coming to kill us.
Guns are fun. Kill someone.
Yeah.
Take Friday off. Everyone else will be hungover anyway. That sounds like a good idea. See if my boss will let me have Friday off instead.
Okay, bye, baby.
Bye from Sumerian.
Bye from fucking Bob from Peru.
Bye from Blahar.
Blahar.
See you, Bashukin. You homo.
Yeah, Bashukin's a homo.
Dax says goodbye, and Projectile Vomit Man says, and it's goodbye from him.
And Enki says, Oh, you're up now. You look awake now.
And Bashukin still sucks.
Oh.
Suck it, Bashukin, baby! I'm not gay, but you're a very attractive man.
On that note, we're out of here, and I'm going to play a little request from the chicken.
Okay, height of stupidity. For all our American friends out there, Canadian Tire, it's kind of like, well, it's a lot of motor parts and household stuff. It's kind of like a really shitty try-to-do-everything store, okay?
It's like your American Target store.
Yeah, perfect example, except we don't sell guns. Okay, height of stupidity. For all our American friends out there, Canadian Tire, it's kind of like, well, it's a lot of motor parts and household stuff. It's kind of like a really shitty try-to-do-everything store, okay?
It's like your American Target store.
Yeah, perfect example, except we don't sell guns. She comes up to the parts counter where I work, like automotive parts, okay? She comes up to me and she looks at me in the face and she goes, "Where do you keep your luncheon meats?" And I kind of smile at this point. I'm blinking at her, right? I go, "What?" And she says, "Your luncheon meats. Where do you carry your luncheon meats?" I'm like, "Well, I'm sorry." I said, I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't sell luncheon meats. I can sell you the cooler if you want to go on a picnic. We got that down in the camping section, but we don't sell luncheon meats here. She's like, "No, I saw them in the flyer. You sell luncheon meats." I'm like, "In the flyer, okay?" So I'm like, "Okay. Maybe it was, you know, there's a big distribution. Maybe it was for, like, the Real Canadian Superstore. I mean, they stock luncheon meats, right?" She's like, "No, it was here." And I'm like, "At Canadian Tire?" Tire.
What the hell? Sunday nights at 9. You want more?